And this is United States versus Sanders. Ms. Burkham.
May it please the court, my name is Tracy Burkwam and I represent D'Angelo Sanders in this appeal. We present three issues to the court. First, whether the government presented sufficient evidence to prove the mens rea element for possession of an illegally shortened firearm under 5861D. Second, whether the district court erred when it failed to properly clarify the mens rea element for the jury. And third, whether the district court treated the guidelines as more than advisory and improperly sentenced the defendant.
Can I just ask you something? Given that Mr. Sanders admitted that he helped saw off the barrel, isn't that awfully strong evidence of knowledge?
Yes, Your Honor, but in context, it's not as strong as it would initially seem. The gun, the gun had been sawed off, it was only an inch and a half shorter than required by law. And for the mens rea element, the government has to be able to prove that the defendant knew the gun was shorter than the statutory minimum.
But doesn't the statute only require not... Doesn't it only require knowledge of either the overall length is less than 26 inches or the barrel length of less than 18 inches? And given that you've got a barrel length here that is more than 6 inches shorter than that 18 inches, in other words, more than a third shorter than the legal length. I mean, couldn't a jury find knowledge that the barrel was less than 18 inches?
I think it's a matter of where you would like to draw the line. As stated in Edwards, there are close cases, and while the barrel length is admittedly 6 inches shorter than the statutory minimum, the overall gun, I think, would not be obviously shorter than the statutory minimum. You're still looking at a gun that's 2 feet long. It's only an inch and a half shorter than the overall length. And so we would argue is that in this case, this is actually still one of those close cases discussed in Edwards.
How would the government go about proving it? How would the government go about proving it other than to establish that he was sighted?
The government could provide some evidence that the defendant tried to conceal the gun because of its nature.
Why did he saw it off?
There's no way to know why he sawed it off.
He sawed it off so it could be concealed.
Well, we are dealing with a defendant who is a felon. I think concealment is not necessarily evidence that he knew the gun itself. The nature of the gun was illegal rather than that his possession of the gun was illegal.
I don't understand you. I'm asking you why you think he sawed it off.
Because he was not... Well, I cannot tell you why he sawed it off, but...
Well, the only reason I can think of is that he wanted to conceal it.
Yes, Your Honor.
That's the motive. That's for sawing off the end of a gun.
Yes, Your Honor. I would argue that concealment doesn't necessarily mean about the nature of the gun.
You certainly know the difference. Everybody knows that... difference between 18 inches and 12 inches, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
So he knew that it was less than 18 inches.
I think...
And that's all you need.
Under the requirement in Edwards, even the government in the reply brief states that you would need to prove that he knew the gun was under the legal minimum.
No, you don't need to know that.
I think in this case, because of, again, as I stated, because the overall length of the gun was so close, that the government would need to...
I don't see the relevance of the overall length of the gun.
The relevance of the overall length of the gun is that the defendant may not have known that it was under statutory minimums, and
Is it your position he has to know the law or just know the length?
The position would be that he has to know that the length was under the minimum.
Yes, and it yes. can be either it can be either the length of the barrel or the length of the entire gun. And the inch and a half, yeah, you might miss that, but the difference between 18 inches and 12 inches, not likely to make a mistake and think, oh, that's a foot. I thought that was 18 inches. I thought a foot was a little tiny thing.
The argument.
It's foot.
The argument would be that he may have believed that the length of the gun was still long enough that it would not be illegal per se.
No, but that's saying, you're now changing your position. You said all he has to know is the length. He doesn't have to know the law. So it'd be irrelevant for him to think that, well, it's 26 inches, and I know that 26 inches, looks like 26 inches, I know that's long enough. I don't know about barrel length. I don't know that part of the law.
It wouldn't be that he has to know the law. It would be that he has to know that the length of the gun is under the legal minimum. He would have to have some indicator that what he is carrying is illegal per se because of the length of it. Some indication that there's...
Oh, they're the two different length provisions. Does he have to know both? Is that your argument?
No, he has to have some kind of indication that
the barrel is too short. He knew that, right?
Yes, but what we're stating is that with the overall length of the gun being as large as it is.
Because for all if the stock is 8 inches, they don't saw off the stock, you're always going to be close to the 26 inches.
I don't believe that would have to be the case, but in cases where they would still be close to the 26 inches, the government would have to prove
why?
That.
Then why? Then why did Congress bother with the 18-inch provision? You're turning them all into 26-inch cases.
No, I'm simply stating that when it's close either on either, the government should have to prove that.
Why? I don't understand that. I don't get that. Where'd you get that from?
Because
if there are two separate criteria, why isn't satisfying one enough?
Because in this case, you would want the law to require that the defendant be on some kind of notice that what he's done has made the gun illegal per se.
He does have the notice from the length of the barrel.
What we are arguing is that combined with the fact that the overall length of the gun was not that short, the length of the barrel would not be enough notice.
The statute.
Well, you're saying if it's close, the government's got to do something extra.
Yes, rather than relying on inferences by the jury.
And that something extra is what? To show that he's not skilled in visual assessment or... I mean, that's back to my question, that common sense would just indicate that if you make that criminal intent and you make a mistake, you know, so be it. Are you suggesting there are some folks with innocent intent on sawing off shotguns and they get close? Let's not take anybody with a criminal past or anything. Just wants to saw it off because what's saw it off? We've got to protect
I'm sure
that class of people.
I'm sure that there are people who have guns that they don't realize are under this requirement.
Are you sure that there are innocent reasons to saw off the end of your gun? What would those be?
Doesn't fit in the closet.
What would those be? You said you were sure, so you must have some idea of why a person might saw off the end of a gun.
I'm not sure. I'm not very familiar with guns. I would assume convenience of transport. I know that in U.S. v. Edwards, the defendant made the very argument that they didn't realize that the gun was under the requirement and that it wasn't necessarily criminal intent in that case.
What was the intent?
I don't actually recall. I believe it was not criminal.
No, there's no lawful reason to create a sawed-off shotgun, is there? Maybe the police do it, but why would an ordinary person do it?
I'm not sure.
Concealment.
There are guns out there that people alter for non-illegal reasons.
Like what?
Hunting.
So off the end of a shotgun, huh?
Because they like guns. They want to display them in their home a certain way. People alter guns. I don't know why. I certainly don't do it myself.
Well, look, if you don't know, and if no one has ever come up with a reason, other than, if this is really Judge Flom's question, if there are no legal motives for sawing off, for creating this sawed-off shotgun, except possibly police or some other security people, then why would one worry terribly about how much the person knew about, you know, length of the gun?
Well, I think this court actually, when given the choice between the circuit splits, decided that we needed to go further beyond just saying that sawed-off shotguns are inherently bad and that you should be convicted without this mens rea burden. And in that case, this court decided that more would be required. And in that case, I think when the overall length is close enough, you need to be able to put the defendant on some kind of notice. And if you can't prove that the defendant knew that the gun was inherently, by its nature, illegal, then it's not proper to convict them.
Okay, well, thank you, Ms. Burkham.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore?
Your Honor, in light of, first of all, good morning. May it please the court and counsel. In light of the questions put to the defense counsel, I'm actually not sure that I want to say much of anything. I would, as the court has noted, note that the length problem here is the barrel. Incidentally, although I can't remember which of the judges indicated the question about sawing off the stock. In fact, Mr. Sanders did saw off the stock and taped up the butt of the gun, so that what we had was not only a short barrel, but the end of the gun was gone. In addition, there's evidence in the trial that he concealed it by carrying it in his pants leg, and the purpose, and that again was a question that was raised, why would he saw off the barrel of the shotgun? He wanted it to protect his buddy Ahmed Kennedy, the crack dealer. And made the statement, once he sawed off the barrel, nobody's going to mess with us now. And also suggested that the gun be used in a robbery across the Mississippi over in Missouri. So clearly there is lots of evidence from which the jury can infer the knowledge. With regard to the Edwards case, I just want to point out that was a case where it was a change of plea, and back then I think the government took the position that the knowledge wasn't necessary, and we had a close case with an overall length of, as I recall, just an inch or maybe an inch and a half. So clearly not applicable under the facts of this case. And I don't know that I really have much else to say, other than if any of the judges have questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Moore.
Thank you.
And thank you, Ms. Burkham. And you were appointed, were you not? So we thank you for your efforts, and you know, apologize if I was brutal in manner. But nevertheless, you stood your ground, and we enjoyed your argument. So the court will be in recess until 9:30 Monday.